But today, what we're looking at is angelology. And that's everything, all 31,103 verses of the Bible, everything that it says about angels. So let me do that with you right now. Look on your screen. The doctrine of the creation of angels. On the left, God created all angels. And when he created all angels, they were good. They were all his servants. They were holy angels. And they served him. But somewhere, after the last day of creation, after the sixth day, just before God rests on the seventh, somewhere after the sixth day, God declares on the sixth day of creation, now we're in Genesis 2, that everything he made was good. But by the time we get to chapter 3, things are not good. Look what happens on your chart. Two-thirds of the angels serve and obey God, but one-third rebel. Some God puts into prison. Most are not in prison. So that's basically everything the Bible says about angels. They were all created perfect in creation week. In fact, Job says they sang as God created and laid the foundations. But all of a sudden, by chapter 3, the leader, Lucifer, has fallen. Now, when did that happen? Well, two chapters of the Bible describe it. Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. So Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, those two chapters, as you systematize everything about angels, tell us how Lucifer, the highest created covering cherub, angel of God, the most powerful being God ever made, fell to become Satan. He fell into sin. And so that's a graphic. Why is this important? Well, look at verse 3 of chapter 9. It says in Revelation 9:3, and out of the smoke locusts came on the earth, and to them was given power as scorpions they have power. This is a preview of the relentless terrors of hell. Remember, nobody's in hell right now. Hell is prepared for Satan and his angels. For Satan and his angels, the demons and the angels of doom. But any humans that follow him in his rebellion, as chapter 9 so clearly describes, are going to suffer the endless blackness of darkness, and they're going to suffer the relentless terrors we see in this chapter. As the shaft leading downward is unlocked, an infernal smoke of the pit billows out of the darkness, and it unleashes the pent-up fury of the demons and these angels of doom. And when the pit is opened, locusts emerge out of the smoke of a furnace. This destructive imagery is something that everybody in the ancient world would have thought of, because the ancient world was plagued by locusts. Locusts were unstoppable. I'm talking about the insect locusts. And when they came in clouds, and they came and they ate and destroyed and caused famine to everything in front of them. That's the relentless, unstoppable nature of what we see here. It's drawing on, as you see in the next slide, the fearsome symbol of the locusts. Look at verse 5 of chapter 9. They were not given authority to kill them, that's the humans, but to torment them for 5 months. So these demonic creatures, for 5 months, can chase and track down and relentlessly torture humans. It's horrible. Why? Well, look what God has. God has the two witnesses during this period that are witnessing. We already saw in chapter 7, this group, the 144,000, they're back again in chapter 14, and God has the gospel angel. So God does not let anybody die. They all get to have a taste of hell, and they get to hear the gospel. Wouldn't you choose Christ? No. No.